Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to step inside the lion's lair, a place to explore our curiosities, the paranormal, angels, spirits, orbs. We will share our real-life experiences and invite you to do the same. With your hosts, Adriana Arts and Iggy Garcia. Our call-in number is 646-595-3440. Hello there, and welcome to the Lion's Lair. I'm your host, Adriana Arts, with Iggy Garcia. Hi, Iggy.
Hi, Adriana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good. I love the roar in the beginning there.
What, this one?
Nice addition to the lair. Makes me feel right at home.
Cool.
Well, we're back for another show. It seems like we just finished the last one.
Mm-hmm.
This month has just flew by, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are going to do without me next month.
I know. I'm still debating on this one. Am I going to have a show or not? I might just skip next month, but I'm not sure.
Mark might be your co-host then.
Well, if Mark's my co-host, then we might have to do a show on aliens.
Sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, I definitely think we could talk for at least an hour and a half on that subject with Mark.
There you go. You just picked your next topic.
Aliens. Well, welcome, everyone. Glad you could join us this evening if you're out there. I have picked this month's topic to be dreams and interpretations. So, you know, a lot of people that I ask, do you dream a lot? And they'll be like, I hardly ever dream.
Mm-hmm.
So do you dream a lot, Iggy?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I would like to say I do.
Yeah.
I think I dream pretty frequently. I don't really think there's not been a time I've not dreamed. But I've had moments where maybe I don't recall them for some specific reason.
I think that's how I am. I'm pretty sure I dream every night. I just might not always remember them. Especially if I'm rushed getting up the next morning or something. But I wanted to touch a little bit about dreams because this is something I've definitely have experienced all of my life from childhood. A lot of my dreams, well, most of them actually, in the beginning, I guess when they've always been very vivid. If I have a gory dream, and I could literally see blood, bones, everything, guts. So they're very vivid. And as a child, as a very young child, I can recall dreaming, you know, at like 5 years old, 6 years old, waking up screaming from very vivid images that I would see during my sleep. And they were very scary. And then the older I got, and dreams have still continued, and eventually I kind of realized that, well, first of all, not all of them were scary. Some of them seemed to, you know, take place like in the future, and some of them would take place in a past or something. So they always struck my curiosity, excuse me, as to why I would be dreaming of certain things. And a really long time ago, because I also had started seeing visions while I was awake, so that kind of sparked my interest more into what I was really seeing in my dreams, along those lines. So I kind of started making notes of the importance of dreams and tried to figure out how or why I was dreaming things. But so I did very little research for this one, as usual. But I do have some things to share, and we hope you enjoy our topic tonight. We will invite you to call in The number 646-595-3440.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a dream that you'd like to share, or an experience, you know, that you dreamed something and then perhaps this event that you dreamed about actually came true at a later date, please feel free to call in and share your experience. But first, we're going to just start about the definition of dreams. So one definition says dreams are a series of thoughts, visions, or feelings that happen during sleep. And that's the very simple version. That's the kind I like.
Simple and to the point.
Yeah, simple and to the point. In ancient times, such as in like Egypt, Greece, dreaming was considered a supernatural or a means of divine intervention. And the messages that were received could be revealed by people with certain powers. I think it was in Egypt that a lot of the priests were known as like dream interpreters. People would go to them with their dreams to see what the meaning behind them were. That it had to be someone that, you know, was thought of to have the powers to actually interpret the dreams. Dreaming and dream interpretation, two completely different things. You can't just have a dream and automatically assume you know the meaning of it. So, in the Bible, it talks of dreams. There's quite a few passages that I just wanted to touch on that mention dreaming in the Bible. If you read the book of Daniel, he had many dreams. And his dreams, from what I've read, seemed more prophetic, like prophecy in their nature, things that just had yet to happen. I read in the book of Genesis the story of Joseph and his cloak of many colors. And Joseph was a known dreamer and a dream interpreter, both. Sharing his dreams, though, kind of got him in trouble. If you read the story of the cloak of many colors, he shared a dream that he had with his brothers who were very jealous of him because his father favored him. And his dream, he was in the field working, and he explained to them that his sheaf was standing tall and his brothers were not. And when he told his brothers of this dream, they asked him, you know, if he thought that he would reign over them or have dominion over them one day. And that just really kind of enraged them more. They really hated him and were very jealous of him anyway, like I said. After he told them that dream, they actually conspired against him and said that they originally had thought to kill him, you know, and then they decided they could not have his blood because he was of their flesh and blood, or he could not have shed his blood and have it on their hands. So that's when they decided to throw him in a pit. And at that point, they were hoping a beast would come along and just devour him. That way, that's the story they could go back and tell their father of what had happened to his favored son. But that didn't happen either, as God would have had it. The Ishmaelites were traveling through at later that day or the next day, and they were traveling through to trade like incense and spices, and brothers got the idea to basically sell him to the Ishmaelites. So they went to the pit and they took him and moved him out of the pit, and they stripped him of his cloak of many colors, and then they ended up selling him for 20 pieces of silver. In the book of Acts, these words were in the book of Acts spoken by the prophet Joel, and this is the most notable reference that I recall in the Bible about dreams, because my mother has always said this to me. It's chapter 2, verse 17 in the book of Acts, and Joel said that these, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." So the importance of dreams and meanings has been around literally for thousands of years. And there's many other religious texts that speak of dreams, you know, thousands and thousands of years. A lot of it's in mythology. I mean, you can just, they've always seemed to be a mystery. Been around for thousands of years, so what exactly are they? That's a good question, because it seems like from what I've read, through all the studies that have been done, that's really existed, it seems dreams still pretty much are a mystery. No one really knows why we dream, or what it is that causes the images in our head to play out like a movie. Some scientific studies suggest that they're caused, you know, just by electrical impulses. People do sleep studies, and sleep studies can show what your body is doing while you sleep, or your brain waves, what they're doing, you know, once you reach a stage that's called REM, which is rapid eye movement. And apparently rapid eye movement, when they notice a person starts to have rapid eye movement, they suggest that this is the actual time when a person really starts dreaming, when that state of mind happens. But they still can't actually see the images that the dreamer is experiencing. And that's what I like. Nobody can really get in there yet and figure out and project that image of what's going on. Not that I've read.
There have been movies about people doing that.
There's been movies. But,
that'd be a scary place.
That'd be very scary.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I shudder to think of some of the, if somebody could see my dreams, you know.
If anybody would just read my mind, that's bad enough.
Exactly.
What were you thinking?
But, you know, dreaming comes in the unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
When we put our mind to rest and we try to, you know, get up enough strength to go on another day, and then the subconscious mind kind of takes over. One article said, that I read, said that dreaming is the unconscious mind cleaning house of everything that we had experienced either earlier that day or in the beginning of that week, something that you've went through, and it's sort of like your unconscious mind throwing these images around, you know, and sorting things out for
sure.
You. Now, I'm not sure how cleaning house, you know, if it's just that we have to view them, and then once the dream's over, you know, they're gone, you don't have it again, but actually, you can have repetitive dreams. So, it brings me to the next.
Boy, have I had those.
Yeah,
she was hot, but hey.
I have had some repetitive dreams. Mine are usually scary, though.
That can be scary.
Huh?
That can be scary.
There are many types of dreams that we can experience, and some are happy, some are sad. We can have scary dreams, or it's called nightmares. We can dream of things that take place in the past, like when we dream of being a child again, or, you know, playing with our childhood friends, and you see them in your dream, you know, everybody's 8 years old again, so you kind of know in your dream that you are, too. You know, we can have dreams of the present day. Some of the dreams, sometimes I wake up and it's just like, if I've dreamed of my mom or my sister, and I'll call to tell them that, I'll be like, you looked exactly like you look right now, you know. So that's like dreaming of the present day. And some dreams can be of future events or premonitions. And I tend to like those. I definitely have had quite a few dreams of premonitions of things that hadn't happened. And I find these dreams are interesting because usually I'll dream of a person or a person that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never met in my life. It'll be a complete stranger in my dream. And, you know, then very, very good chance that later down the line there that I do meet this person.
Yeah.
And so those are interesting. But I came across an interesting story in my little red book that I always have.
Your little red book.
My Strange Stories and Amazing Facts. And
who knew that book was going to become so helpful, huh?
This book is just, it's really interesting. And I'm actually going to read, so please bear with me. But you will recognize this dreamer. It is Abraham Lincoln. And this is kind of just a fun fact, because I did not know this. So I was glad that I found this little article. His dream. The president actually foresaw his own death. So it says, people who claim their dreams come true. Even President Abraham Lincoln, when he experienced precognition in 1865, was not immediately believed by his associates. Lincoln recounted his dream to a close friend, Ward Hill Lehman, who wrote down the president's words that same evening. He said, about 10 days ago, I retired very late. I soon began to dream. There seemed to be a death-like stillness about me. Then I heard subdued sobs, as if a number of people were weeping. I thought I left my bed and wandered down. The silence was broken by the same pitiful sobbing, but the mourners were invisible. I went from room to room. No living person was in sight, but the same mournful sounds of distress met me as I passed along. I was puzzled and alarmed, determined to find the cause of a state of things so mysterious and so shocking. I kept on until I arrived at the East Room. There I met a sickening surprise. Before me was a catafalque on which rested a corpse wrapped in funeral vestments. A catafalque, by the way, is what holds up a coffin or a casket, the box-like structure underneath. Around it were stationed soldiers who were acting as guards. And there was a throng of people, some gazing mournfully upon the corpse, whose face was covered, and others weeping pitifully. "Who is dead in the White House?" I demanded of one of the soldiers. "The president," was his answer. "He was killed by an assassin." A few days after that account, on April the 14th, Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater in Washington. His body was taken to lie in state in the East Room of the White House. So he foresaw his own death a few days before in a dream, and this was the account of it. It's just, he wrote this down, his friend. So I found it interesting, and what I found interesting about Lincoln's dream was that, you know how in when we say we think a ghost or a spirit or someone from the spirit world comes to visit, but we can't usually see them. You know, sometimes we can just feel them, or they move something and let you know that they're there. But we can't actually see them a lot of the time.
Okay.
What I found interesting about his dream was he's dreaming, and, you know, if he's dreaming from the realm, because he's dreaming basically about his death, okay?
Right.
He could not see any living people in his dream. You know, when he could hear all this sobbing there, but he could not find no living people until he actually made it to the guards around the coffin and in the room where they actually took his body after he was dead. That was just kind of interesting there. Caught me interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did not know that Lincoln
foresaw
his own death. So there's your interesting fact for today.
Very good.
Yeah. So, on to many types of dreams. That was an example of a good premonition and how they come to you. I wanted to touch a little bit on nightmares because I've had so many. Nightmares are defined as an unpleasant dream that can cause a strong emotional response from the mind, typically fear or horror. The word itself comes from the Middle English. It was first used in the 14th century. Night, of course, meaning night. and mare, meaning demon. So loosely translated, night demon. And a night demon is an evil spirit believed to haunt and suffocate sleeping people. Nightmares are mostly common in childhood. One of the articles I read said this, because this is the time of our emotional development when we come to terms with our raw emotions, such as fear, aggression, and rage. There's also what is known as traumatic nightmares, and these are very different. These are caused by actual traumas that we have suffered in our lives. And traumatic nightmares can happen at any time. A lot of adults with, example, post-traumatic stress suffer traumatic nightmares. And, you know, a lot of times when someone experiences these types of dreams, you'll have to go through great lengths to try to find a way to stop them. Because nightmares are scary. I've woke from a nightmare and my heart pounding out of my chest and adrenaline just rushing through me. I mean, it's so real when you experience fear, aggression, anger, horror, terror. When you wake and you feel that, it's really unsettling. And your body is feeling these emotions. Your adrenaline is rushing. Your blood's, rushing through, and you're shaking or you're trembling. So those can be very hard to deal with on a normal basis, and when you add someone that suffered a severe trauma, you're probably looking at some therapy and something to try to help you sleep. But I did read something about how to some of these nightmares can be like repetitive, over and over again, same thing. That might have to do with this trauma. And one thing that I read is a way to try to end a repetitive dream of this nature is to actually write down the dream on a piece of paper. And no matter what it makes you feel like, because some dreams affect you to where it's even scary to just to think about it again, let alone write it down. But it says to actually write it down and then visualize an ending that is better. And you actually write down a different ending to this dream. And once you do that, then you read the dream with an ending, the new ending, all the way through out loud. And before you go to sleep, you kind of tell your subconscious mind that this is the ending, to this dream, or that this is the ending you want to see come about. And these can be dreams like when you're, say, running in a dark alley and you have someone chasing you, a dark spirit or something chasing you, or a man. And for a woman, this would be very frightful to be in a dark alley running from someone and you know that they're behind you coming to get you and you know that they just want to do something really bad. And then it's like you wake up right before this person gets to you. Mm-hmm. So you don't know but you wake up with that fear. You wake up with that adrenaline rushing and you wake up feeling so unsettled, and then you're, a lot of times afraid to even go back to sleep because you don't want to have that dream again, or you don't want it to pick up from where it left off. I've done that too.
I've had sex dreams.
Well, yeah, there are those kind of dreams also. Those are not uncommon, actually.
Those are actually really fun. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes they can be. So.
Not to change the subject or anything.
But we just did, okay. But yeah, some dreams can be very sexual in nature. And, So what is in a dream? Well, that's where you go into dream interpretation. And this is where my research stops. Because, not that I did too much with this one anyway, but I'm kind of mixed on dream interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
I do think certain people probably do have the powers to be able to translate other people's dreams for them,
mm-hmm.
or at least give them some insight. But when you look out there, there's 1,000 dictionaries, there's apps, there's all kinds of things when you want to look at the meaning of a dream. You'll be led to 1,000 pages. So how do you know which one is right? And I think if you're going to go that route looking for an interpretation to your dream, just, you know, if you want it out of a book, which, by the way, I have one here with me. It's an original edition of 10,000 Dreams Interpreted.
All right.
Or What's in a Dream.
Let's take your knowledge of the dream then, okay? One of our listeners is talking about, nightmare was intense, so it felt like a...
I don't like the way you're reading.
Sharp stabbing and sharp biting that bothered me so much. It's like, I guess I need a little more details. Let's see. Just trying to see if we can find one that we can interpret from the book.
From the book?
Yeah.
Well, the book interpretation...
Sex dreams. Let's just do sex dreams. Since they said the sex dreams are so fun. That's what Susie Q said on here, so... She's just saying, ha, ha, ha.
Uh-huh. Well, the book interpretation, I can almost guarantee you, would be completely different from my interpretation.
Okay, well, let's go
so
with the
we'll
book.
We'll go there. Yeah.
Or do you want to go with yours first?
No, we'll go with the book.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm giving mine to someone else. I can interpret mine.
All right, ready?
I'm ready. What's the dream?
Sex dream.
Well, give me some details. You have to have something to look up. It's a dictionary.
It's just look up sex. Sex dream.
Oh.
Or sex. Just look up sex. It's not just sex.
Well, sometimes it is.
Well, it could be, I guess.
I guess this is my job because you don't like to flip through the book. You said I would do it faster. So. All right.
I can help you spell that if you need.
You know what? This book does not have sex. You've got to be a little bit more specific.
Really?
Give me... It doesn't say
I'm shocked.
Sex.
What
well,
year was
book
that
is
book?
20. This book is 20 years old.
Excuse me. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Lion's Lair with Adriana Arza. She gets her composure and pulls herself together. We are talking about dreams and dreams interpretation. So hopefully you're enjoying this segment on the show. She's over there in the corner laughing, so she'll be right back. But...
Well, I said you have to be more specific.
Excuse me. Uh-huh. Well, my app on my phone does have something about sex. Sexual images, sexuality, and sex.
Mm-hmm. What's it say?
Okay, we'll just go for sex. Okay, we'll just look up sex. Since that's what everybody kind of does, I guess.
Is this going on in the chat room?
Yes, there are different versions of sex here. The most powerful instinct in the human psyche. Mm-hmm. Satisfies with natural desires. When sex is absent in walking life within someone, you will likely... affirm a close relationship with someone you do not like. Time to moderate those negative feelings about them and with the same sex can be yourself dealing with your male or female counterparts, part of you that you don't like.
Hmm.
Nah, that's in. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know if I like that one.
So this is pick and choose the kind of.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have one interpretation, you might as well go for the one you like.
Okay.
I like this one. To dream. To dream of sex represents teamwork, stability, serenity, fulfillment, affection, harmony, matrimony, relationship, adoration. All aspects of your life are in perfect balance. It can also denote that you are satisfied with your home life.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, that's one that you can kind of go with. You know, that's another version of sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, kind of open to the person having the dream.
And see, that's what I think about an interpretation, period. I think it's hard to get an exact interpretation from a dictionary or an app or anything else, because for me, on dream interpretation, I think you have to, I think it's really up to the actual dreamer. And the dreamer has to kind of notice. First of all, you would have to write down your dream, because as we all know, you might wake up from a dream and everything seems so vivid, and then go back to sleep, and then when you wake up again 3 hours later, you don't even remember it, or you just have little bits and pieces. But you know, 3 hours earlier, you were like shaking in a nervous wreck or something over it. So when I started studying my own dreams. don't look at me that way.
You
guys cannot see him.
Well, I will put these glasses on to distract you, okay? How's that? Is that better?
That's better.
Am I bigger?
Now you can see me better.
Oh. I'm wearing glasses.
But, I started writing my dreams down so that I would remember them, and you need to kind of what I call become a conscious dreamer if you want to. I can't look at him. He's making faces. I apologize.
Making faces.
But you have to write down your dream, and then you have to kind of become a conscious dreamer. And what I mean by that, I'm not sure what other people mean, but what I mean by being a conscious dreamer is you kind of tell yourself before you go to sleep that, hey, you need to remember your dream because you want to write it down. You're kind of telling your subconscious mind, this is what I want you to do. But you have to kind of make a note of, say, if you dream of relatives or people or friends with you in your dream, if you're dreaming about a certain person in particular,
mm-hmm.
what color of clothing were they wearing? What did they look like? Did they look nowadays, you know, at this age? Did they look a little bit older? What color of clothes they were wearing, you know, did they look healthy, happy? Did they look sad, or what was the purpose in this dream? And how that person was. Others that you should be aware of, or try to be aware of, as a conscious dreamer, is if you dream of things like in numbers or pairs,
mm-hmm.
like saying there's, you know, you dream of that you're walking on a campground and all of a sudden you come upon three fires, not just one.
Ooh.
Three fires, that's a number, three.
Three.
For me, when you dream, what I have found with interpreting my own,
mm-hmm.
When you dream of things in numbers or pairs or whatever, when there's a numerical value, that is normally a time frame of
okay.
something either to happen, usually in the future. I have noticed that when I dream of things that are associated with numbers, like, you know, three houses, three fires, whatever, that is usually more of a dream that will be a premonition of something that hasn't happened yet. That's almost how I know that it's going to be more of a premonition. type is because it has this numerical aspect to it somehow. Other things, you know, to notice while you're dreaming that's important is that you usually have the elements associated in your dreams. If you're dreaming of a tornado, we were talking about that earlier.
I was dreaming of sex, but that's... Sorry. I guess a tornado could be sexual.
Yes, it probably could. You know, but you have to notice the elements. If you're outside, if you're outdoors, is it sunny? Is it a nice day? Is there raining? Is there a storm coming? If you dream of water. Is that your phone again?
No, I don't see any storms.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, we are sitting here. And I am not touching anything. And my phone is talking to us.
You need to turn Siri off.
Yeah. Well, I turned her on, I think. That's the problem.
You're talking about sex.
Right.
All right. But these are the types of things I think... Get it together, Iggy. Yes, please. These are the types of things that are important to not only write down, but as you're dreaming, try to recognize while you're dreaming. And I actually have managed to become pretty much a conscious dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I will be in three ducks in the water, okay? In my dream, I'm walking and I look over and there's these, whatever's going on in my dream, there's these three ducks. I actually tell myself in my dream, there's three ducks, this is your time frame, you need to remember this.
Okay.
And so my subconscious mind is actually doing this in a dream and then my dream will continue.
So are you like telling yourself to duck three times?
No, three is my time.
Or just three is
my time frame. It's a time frame something important that's coming out in this dream.
And I would have a completely different idea. I'd be like, okay, I see three ducks. I mean, so I have to duck three times.
No, that's your interpretation.
Make sure that, you know, I don't get hit by something.
But see, this is, it depends on what else is happening.
Adriana
in the
shoe
dream.
In about 2 seconds.
I think dream interpretation depends a lot upon the dreamer and how detailed they are at writing down their dreams and noticing every aspect in their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just, oh, I dreamed of so-and-so and we went here and then, you know, they fell into the water and then I woke up. I mean, yeah, if that's all you remembered, but I'm sure there's a lot of other details in there that could have given someone more insight to interpretation had they... been given, like, if so-and-so was in a red shirt and then fell into the water.
Okay.
If I dream of someone in red clothing, that is a warning dream for that person. Either that person is in danger or that person will be very sick. I mean, and if I dream of somebody wearing red, I actually call and make sure that they're okay. And I tell them, I don't know what's going on, but if they are okay,
mm-hmm.
be very aware of your surroundings while you're driving, you know, or anything. So, and then like I said, with the elements that are in your dreams, I have a lot of dreams that involve water. Water can be interpreted in many different ways. It just depends on how the water is in your dream.
Yeah, water is one of those dream aspects that is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And I dream of water a lot, even if it's water running in a sink, or if it's a river, or there's a creek,
mm-hmm.
or there's the ocean.
Yeah. It's muddy, clear,
yeah, it's,
wavy.
If it's muddy or
ocean,
clear.
Ocean, river, creek.
Mm-hmm. Some of the different interpretations for water.
Mm-hmm.
Example, you want to notice, is the water clear and calm? If it is, that's usually a good dream. When it's clear, you can see through it,
mm-hmm.
and it's very calm. There aren't any ripples or rifts or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When you dream of turbulent waters, like rapids, you know, that's an indication first to look and see how muddy the water is or if it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
So if the water's clear, but it's, you know, you're going through the rapids are usually indicating that something's coming up on your path that's going to kind of toss you, your home or something, your job, whatever other aspect is in this dream with you. You could be dreaming of, say, a coworker going through on a boat. I actually did this before. Here's a good example.
I have no coworkers.
And I went to work, and I went to work, and I actually told my boss about this dream because it involved my boss and myself. And this particular boss, it's a husband and a wife, and the wife and I are really good friends outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a business associate that a client of ours that had really become very close friends with her husband, my other boss.
Mm-hmm.
So in this dream, we were all on a boat, me and both of my bosses, husband and wife, and my boss's friend. And my boss's friend was at the wheel and you know, navigating this boat, and next thing I know, we're all going, we hit these rapids. The water was kind of smooth,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden we look up and we hear this rushing water, and I look up and there's nothing but rapids. And so everybody's just like freaking out, and the client is basically grabbing the wheel, but we're heading straight for a fall, literally going over. The rapids are going over a steep waterfall, and we know we're not coming out of that one.
Wow.
If we're going over that edge. So he takes the wheel of this boat, and he's trying to stop it from going over. And I actually looked over at my boss, and I say, he doesn't know what he's doing. You've got to take the wheel. You've got to take a hold and get us out of this. And then I woke up. But I went in and I told my boss, the female, I said, told her about my dream, and I said, look, I said, something's getting ready to happen with one of our deals with this client. This is how I took this dream. I said, things seem to be going okay right now, but I think that you need to tell him that he needs to expect some kind of like turbulence on this this big project that we were on with this client at the time to come up, and that no matter what's discussed, he needs to try and get us find the solution to the problem that's going to come up his way, not someone else's way. That was more of him taking the wheel and
sure.
handling the situation before we went over a cliff.
No.
And going over the cliff for the business deal would have been, of course, you know, that business deal going very bad for the company and an extreme loss. So,
well, good thing you didn't.
Yeah, and actually, something came up after this, and she was kind of glad that I had given her this this little tidbit. So I think Iggy has a card from a dream deck that he pulled out since he is still on the sex kick.
It's called Nakedness.
I think we'll see what Nakedness has to say in this dream deck.
If being undressed in your dream is a pleasurable sensation, it suggests that you regard social conversations and artifacts and are making show of shedding your inhibitions. You may also consider the other people in the scene to be hypocritical in their conversational attitudes, and you want to shock them. Yeah, I think you would shock them. I think I would shock them if I was naked. However, you are embarrassed by being naked in your dreams, whether you are alone or before others, then you are likely to be manifesting a fear of being seen as inadequate or looking foolish. That's just a job. There's more, that makes sense. You know, sometimes the dreams come out a certain way that you want to share.
Well, sometimes I can be naked in a dream, and it's not really anything sexual at all in nature.
That's true. The actual dream
itself, I'm just naked. And if I'm naked in a dream, I take that pretty much as being actually kind of confident in my skin, because I'm usually not embarrassed to be naked.
You know, I don't know if I've ever been naked in my dreams. I don't remember being naked.
Oh, I have.
You know, I mean, I can't really, because I'm like dreaming it, you know, so it's...
Mm-hmm.
Can't really see myself unless I'm looking in a mirror or something, possibly, but it's interesting to think about, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm usually looking down at something.
And
I can tell that I'm naked too.
Three major dreams. I know people are is water. Water is a big one. Water is a big dream. Like we just covered that one. Did I just say water? Okay. Water. Sexual dreams are huge. And then dreams of going back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
That you never graduate. Like you're going to the same class over and over. Those are three major dreams. Like in rooms is another one, I think, where you're in these rooms and these boxes and stuff.
You know, I don't dream a lot of being back in high school, but I do dream a lot of being in elementary school. I go way back.
One of my biggest dreams that I had for a long time was I was stuck in the same class.
Over and over.
Math class. I was stuck in math class over. I don't know. Still to this day, don't know if I graduate. If I pass that class or not. I swear, really.
Mathematical equation in here.
But I did.
Were you naked in the math room? I'm just curious.
I think the teacher was, but you know. No, but I just like that. I had this dream that I didn't graduate. I had a dream that I was stuck in math class.
Mm-hmm.
That was so crazy. I'd walk in and I'd say, why am I here again? You know? I like math, but it wasn't one of my favorite classes, but
it was one of mine, actually.
Yeah.
I did not.
But I don't dream about that anymore.
That's probably a good thing. Apparently,
I moved through. I graduated. Yes.
Graduated.
In my dream. I will graduate.
I'll give you an example of a scary premonition dream. And this is true. This is my true experience. I'm not going to actually give a lot of detail about...
I'm not sure I understand.
Turn her off.
She's creeping me out.
I'm going to scream you out.
I better turn it off. The NSA is tapping into my phone.
The NSA is with Siri.
Sending me encrypted messages. My phone's jealous.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's all that sex talk over there, and I'm telling you. You trained her, or didn't you? A certain way.
Yeah, my son sat here the other day. He was laughing when I was talking to Siri. Yeah.
I know. I've heard you talk to Siri. All right. But I am going to share. This is my experience. And this was a premonition dream. And it was you'll get the nature of the dream of how serious the nature of this dream was. But this happened when I was about 26, and I had met someone, and he actually did not live in Ohio. I was going to move out of state. So I had this dream about 2 weeks before I moved out of state to be with this man. And so at the time, I was staying at my friend's house. The last couple of weeks that I was out here, I had already sold almost everything that I'd had back then, and I was just staying there until I was, he was going to come pick me up, and we were leaving. And one night, early into the morning, I was dreaming, and in my dream, we were in my friend's house that she used to live in was a trailer her and her husband had. It's like a double wide trailer, but a trailer nonetheless. And so my dream took place in her trailer. And her trailer sat kind of out on a country road. It was not in the city. And I'm in her trailer. And as a double wide, a lot of double wides, I guess, will have is kind of a open floor plan from, like, you could walk from the kitchen into the living room or into the dining area, then into the living room, and then back into the kitchen. It's actually one big open circle in the middle there that you can walk all the way around. So this dream kind of takes place with this motion of, and basically I'm sitting on the floor like watching TV in her trailer, and all of a sudden there's a man that comes in the back door, which is off from the kitchen, and he comes in the back door, and he walks through the kitchen, around this, through the dining room, and then he gets to me, and I'm on the floor, sitting on the floor in the living room. and he's dressed in all hunting clothes, and he has a hunting cap and camouflage clothing, and he has a shotgun in his hand, and when he comes around and I'm sitting in the floor, he aims this shotgun and he actually shoots me, and I feel it. I feel myself being shot in the dream.
Uh-huh.
And he walks past, but I don't die. I don't bleed. It's just like right then my dream stops. And he walks through. He comes through the back door. And this whole sequence of this dream repeats three times. Second time he comes through, I look up. I'm watching TV. I look up. He's there. He's pointing a gun and he shoots. And I feel it. And then the third time, the door opens, he walks through, comes around into the living room, and he points the gun, and when I look at him, that's when I woke up. I heard the shot, but I woke up before I felt it the third time. But this dream really affected me so much and was so real. And this was a man that I had never seen in my life, that I did not know, and I described to a T, and he was all in camouflage. I couldn't imagine why I was dreaming of anyone in all camouflage clothing, and this man is bearded, and I didn't know him, you know, at all. He had dark hair and just really kind of a wild, manly man look about him. But it shook me up so much that I woke my friend up. I woke up screaming, and I woke my friend up, scared her half to death, and I was shaking and upset so bad that she literally got me in the car and said, come on, we're getting completely out of this house. And we went to like Jolly Pirates for coffee and donuts. That was the only place open that early in the morning. But I was shaking and just, I felt the shot, the first two shots. The third time I heard the shot, but I woke up before I felt it. But the way I felt when I woke up, I was terrified. And the way this dream just happened, it was just so fast. It was just like he just kept walking around that circle and boom, boom. And then the third time I heard the shot, and that's when I woke up. It was like really fast, but it was it really scared the heck out of me. Now, what happened? I knew in my dream, because I seen this man three times, you know, three times right in a row,
right,
that the three was my time frame to look, whether it was 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months. I knew that the threes was my time frame, and to be, as a warning dream, I took it as a warning dream to be looking out for a person like this. However, 3 months later, I'm literally living in the UP of Michigan, and I am in hunting territory, and it is hunting season. Everybody I was around was dressed like that man in my dream. But it was exactly 3 months later from the time I had that dream that a man of that same description and in those same clothes actually killed the man that I was with, that I'd moved up there to be with. It was 3 months later, almost to the day. So there's an example of a premonition dream, and that is why I know when I dream of anything coming at me in numbers, that the numbers is my time frame, and it's a dream, a premonition that's hasn't happened yet. When there's numbers in there for me,
right,
that's my experience as far as the interpretation of it. Other things that happened right before that incident happened, I did have some experiences in with spirit as far as kind of warning me something really bad was going to happen right before it did also, but that'll be another story on another show. So, but that's a quick reference of a dream interpretation, you know, and how I interpret my dreams. I think, like I said, to be able to interpret your dreams, I don't think you can just get the whole. You might get a glimpse of something out of a dictionary or an app or something, but a lot of it depends on how you, the dreamer, feel. What you remember of your dream, and if you notice numbers or things, you know, in pairs, it's just how much do you want to try to make yourself or tell yourself to be a conscious dreamer. I actually tell myself to be a conscious dreamer, and now I am. Sometimes I don't know that that was a good thing. My sleep gets interrupted a lot, but I'm glad for every dream that has come to me. Like I said, I've always had dreams all of my life. And I prayed a long time ago to God that if I really needed to be shown something, and because seeing visions when you're wide awake is completely different from a dream.
Right.
When you see visions and you're wide awake and no one else is seeing what you're seeing, and some of those things are scary, it's kind of hard to handle when you're out in public and other people are around and nobody is seeing or experiencing whatever it is you're seeing. So a long time ago, I actually had prayed to God and said, you know, I'm grateful for my visions that you sent me and that you will continue, I know, to send me, but could you please send the scary ones in dreams, because I think I handled them better that way. I can handle them better that way, waking up and knowing that I didn't see all of this with, you know, in real time, I guess. With other people around.
That's an intense story.
Hmm?
That's pretty intense.
It is. It is. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Well, if there's anybody out there who wants to call in and share a dream, and Adriana's story is pretty powerful to begin with. I know there was a message sent to us from Anonymous one. I think they're probably just trying to see what you thought about her dream.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's a her or him. But Anonymous is asking that they're having a dream about, it's a recurring dream where the building or wall is falling over on you, and they wake up 3 or 4 times a week bracing themselves with arms up as the wall is falling down on them, and I just want to know if you had any thoughts on that.
I would have to ask what color the wall is.
Okay.
If they're still in the room, I would need more detail, you know, if the walls are white, if they're blue, if they're green, the color of the wall, if they're red.
Yeah, maybe they're listening. They can type in and let us know. So if anybody out there has a question, Two Fishes, if you want to come in and share your thoughts about things, let us know. And Susie Q, you're more than welcome to call in and share as well. And if you have anything that's really serious, you can ask Adriana. If you have anything about sex that you want to know on your dreams, just ask me.
Yeah, just ask Iggy.
I can help you with that one. And if you have anything with running dreams and things like that, I can help you with that. But
well, what have you picked up or been taught about dreams or the importance of dreams or interpretation?
The biggest thing that I've been taught about dreams is it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
That some deep down inside, it's all about your core beliefs about how you see yourself, how you interpret yourself, how you interpret others, and how you're trying to process through things, about things.
Mm-hmm.
And dreams are very personal, as you know, as you are with other people, relationships with them. And I think we learn to manifest dreams and channel dreams and talk to ourselves through dreams. I also personally believe that dreams are actually another dimension of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Where we actually reside and we actually live, because we actually, even though we're in these physical bodies per se,
mm-hmm.
we're in our minds as well, you know, inside of our minds we are living and processing things, energetic things, and breaking it down and decoding it. You know, we're trying to decode what it feels like to have, you know, touch, mm-hmm. smell, and all that different, all the 5 senses, and then that 6th sense is, you know, it takes us beyond, you know, the 3rd dimension into the 5th dimension and beyond. So I'm a true believer that if you have a dream about flying, in that particular dream, in that state of mind, you can fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fly a plane. Now, can that translate into this dimension? At times, parts of it can, because if you play a video game, you can fly the video game. So it depends. Like, can you actually go fly a 747? I don't know. I probably would have to say maybe not. But you would have some aspect and understanding. But I think dreams are very connected to us. You know, they're very personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only reason I joke around, the only thing I joke around about the sexual dreams is because sex is a very primal thing, and it's something that all humans want. I don't care if you're celibate or not. You know, it's something that's part of our nature,
mm-hmm.
to procreate, part of our nature to express to mm-hmm. somebody how you're feeling about them emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So I find it to be very important when you have these sexual dreams, because sexual dreams sexual dreams are just very powerful. They take you into, they take you to a place that you probably have never been before.
They do. I'm laughing at your panda.
A lot of people may misinterpret that, but that's okay. But you know, but those aren't the only things we dream. Another thing is for me is dreaming about with people that I've never met.
That's very strange.
Now,
I have done that also.
That doesn't mean that they're not real.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they don't exist in the dimension that I've crossed into.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream the other night. I was with a little 5-year-old boy, and I was walking with him holding his hand, you know, and he was lost, or I was lost. One of us was lost, or maybe we were both lost. Or maybe he was part of me, you know, part of an aspect of myself, an inner child version of myself, saying, hey, you know what? I'm on the search of the lodge of my mother, you know, looking for home or looking for whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start to analyze and break it down, the dream is only as important as you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nightmares, for me, I don't have a lot of nightmares, like things that are like very tragic and dramatic. I'm not saying I don't. But the biggest thing is when you have the dreams where you've lost something.
Yeah.
Now, that, for me, is probably very powerful. Like, something happens to one of my family members,
mm-hmm.
and I just get up shaking. You know, that's because my family, to me, is very, very powerful, very close.
So, in that type of dream, you're talking, you would have lost something important to you in your dream, not necessarily a person.
Yeah, in my dream. Yeah.
Like, in your dream, you've just lost, you know, your textbook, like you're going to class or something. But it's so important to you in your dream. And then when you wake up, you associate that with the possibility of, like, losing a person or a family member.
It depends. But I know dreams for me are very, it's a way for me to communicate with me and talk to myself and process things. Because...
Well, it's kind of like what I said earlier about one article I read was it's kind of your subconscious mind cleaning house. Of your actual mind and the things that you had recently experienced that day.
In that moment, you're more relaxed per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your body is resting, but your mind's never truly resting. It's always doing its thing. And it's super powerful. The mind's super powerful. There's conscious, subconscious, super subconscious. I mean, it breaks down into the whole different layers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, visions and dreams to me are very different.
They are.
But
also,
a dream could be a type of vision too,
mm-hmm.
you know, a prophetic, you know, version, a view into something, an interpretation of something. But I still, to this day, regardless, it could be a divine intervention, regardless someone's trying to communicate to me, that could happen. But for me, it's mostly how I'm communicating to myself at some kind of level, in layers, like an onion I'm peeling, you know, like one of those artichokes, just peeling away. Next thing, you get to the middle, there's really nothing there.
Right.
You know, and the whole point was you're supposed to have the experience.
That's peeling away the layers.
Yeah. And the whole experience was peeling away the layers and not getting anywhere, but experiencing the moments as you go through it.
That's interesting.
Is it right or wrong? I don't know. That's just my version of the story.
Well, you know, I think everyone has the ability to kind of interpret their own dreams. I'm not saying they have the ability to interpret someone else's. I would not even, I could suggest if someone told me their dream, how I would take it, you know, if I was the dreamer. Mm-hmm. But a point that, you know, that's also needs to be made is when we're having a dream, we're experiencing all these emotions. We're experiencing, whether it's, like I said, your adrenaline rushing, you're actually having physical reactions to your dream also.
Oh, absolutely.
And to be able to write down all of that, how you felt, everything that was going on in your body, that's almost impossible to actually write down on a piece of paper.
I agree.
It's how you perceived your dream. But is that really what, you know, was that really everything? Was that everything that happened during your dream? It's kind of hard to just put that all down on a piece of paper. So that's why the extra details, I think, are needed for a person to be able to interpret their own, or at least try. The collars, you know, collars are important.
Colors or collars?
Collars.
The collars on your neck are important.
The collars. The shoes. How's that?
Well, I have to ask. And, you know, the Southern Bells, you know, they have their accents, so I have to.
So you have, you know, you have to pay attention to that. You have to pay attention to the elements in your dream.
Okay.
Earth, air, wind, waters, any of the elements. You have to pay attention to any numbers. And numbers can come at you. You don't necessarily have to see, you know, two or three fishes. Someone might be speaking to you in a dream and actually say a number to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's your, you know, that's an important element, that number. That number means something, whether it's a time.
Okay.
Like if you dream, we were talking the other day, 250 came up in one of your dreams. Or the number, 250, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 250 could be 2:50 p.m., 2:50 a.m. It could be 250 days. It could be the second month and the fifth day.
Okay.
You know, but it's a number. It's a time of something. When it's a number, I've always found numbers to be associated with a time frame.
What's the time you look up at the clock and you go, wow, I got 10 minutes.
Exactly. I've got 10 minutes.
Let's take a caller. Let's take a caller.
All right.
We have a caller online.
If
hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, is it me?
It's you.
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, hi. It's Susie.
Hi there.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi, Vienna. Hi, Iggy.
Hi.
And whoever else is there.
It's just us and Spirit.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying your show tonight, and I don't know. I was convinced to call, I guess. I don't know what happened.
Well, very good.
I don't know. Some of my friends online convinced me to call in, even though I don't like, you know, talking about myself. So that here I am.
Okay.
Well, no one can see you. You're okay.
Yeah. No one can see. It's just
I know. Oh, you're so sweet. Look at you guys. Oh, my big sis and my big brother are looking out for me. Don't come for me.
So
I always feel that. But yeah.
What do you have to share? Is it about dreams or a certain dream, or what are your thoughts?
I'd say my dreams, whenever I have them, are very intense and always mean something to me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a person, I know they mean something to me. I don't know what it is. Like, it affects me emotionally. I wake up, my heart's pounding. And every
mm-hmm.
time it affects me, who I am. Like, seeing, I'm a sensitive person, so things affect me very sensitively. So any dream I have affects me as a person. Anything
mm-hmm.
I sense, like if I feel the sun on my face, like today, I'm like, it affects me as a person. I'm changed. You know, I look at the sky, I feel the breeze. Everything I do, I'm talking to friends online, I'm that sensitive person who's like, whoa, you know, I just get involved.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then, mm-hmm. so dreams are very powerful.
They are.
You know, that's one of the big ones. That's why I was really interested in tonight's show.
Oh, good. Do you have a lot of experiences or do you find that, do you ever have premonition dreams like I was talking about? Of you'll dream something and you'll have a feeling or you'll know from your dreaming that it's something that hasn't happened yet, but you know in your heart it's going to and that you're looking for it to happen and then it happens. Do you ever experience that?
Yes, I've experienced that. That's like, I've experienced the feeling of knowing that it means something and knowing like, oh, I know something's going to happen. Like I feel it in my heart. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
I have not gotten to the point where I'm like looking to find out, you know, when this is going to happen or looking into it or anything like that. I don't even
mm-hmm.
remember if I had a dream and then it didn't happen because I wasn't putting things together. You know,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't looking for that. Now,
yeah.
I mean, like, you know,
you're
you look into it, right? And you're looking in your,
mm-hmm.
like, the wisdom part where I look to you. So Adriana is going to tell me, okay, what she learned because, you know, you're those doers that learn and look through books. And I'm, like, the person that in school is, like, you know, or just tell me the important crap, and then I'll go on. You know, I'm like, I didn't want to learn that. You
I
know?
Hate research.
So, oh, my God, I'm totally like Iggy. Iggy, come on now. Shit. If he's listening to this, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But he probably got A's. I got A's, but I don't know.
I did
sorry.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're giddy.
Okay.
Well, you're just picking up on our energy here, trust me. He had me rolling a little while ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do that a lot. I don't know what's wrong with me. Yeah, I do that. I like, you know, it's too much. It's too much for people. They just avoid me because I'm too intense and too emotional and, you know
what
I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean, don't you? You guys know. You're the first people I met that knew. And I'm like, okay, now they know. Oh, my God. And that's the people who understand what I'm going through, you know?
Sure.
That
well,
was
let me
what
ask
happened
you.
To me.
Do
yeah.
you do you actually keep a dream journal? Do you keep a notepad by and pen by your bed and try to write down your dreams, what you remember of them?
Yeah, I did try to do that, but I'm not a journal person, and that's really not like me. Like, I don't write things down. Everybody my whole life has told me, just write it down. Write a list. Your life will be organized if you write it down. I never freaking write it down. I don't know why. I just don't want to do it.
You have a mental block
down.
Against it.
Because it's too easy.
I don't know. I don't want to write it down. Iggy, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Iggy.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
I seriously that do.
That sucks,
but...
right? You don't want to write it down, right, Iggy? I mean, I'm telling you. You don't
want to
write
it
down. I don't care. I just want to do it. I don't want to write it down. I don't know. It's work.
Yeah, but sometimes as far as dreams are concerned, or if you really want to try to understand or learn the meaning of your dreams, that's what I was kind of trying to say earlier. It's the first thing to do is it's important to actually try to write them down, even if you don't
yes.
remember all of them. But you'll be surprised
yeah.
if you actually do start writing them down. When
yeah.
you read through it again, you will pick
mm-hmm.
up a lot more information just by reading what you wrote down over and over a couple of times.
Right. Yeah.
You can tell yourself.
Sometimes I did write stuff down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you read it, it does feel different.
Well, when it's on black and when you see it in black and
yeah.
white in words,
yeah.
it
mm-hmm.
some a lot of times can take on a whole different meaning than what you experienced while
did.
You were
yeah.
dreaming it. So
yeah, you're right.
It is important to do that. But if you want to
yeah.
try to become a conscious dreamer and to be
mm-hmm.
aware of the dreams that you
mm-hmm.
need really you know, need to take notice of, before you go to this night, you just literally
mm-hmm.
when you lay down in bed, you can say, okay, I know I'm going to dream tonight, and I want my
uh-huh.
subconscious mind to actually remember everything I dream and remember what's important in my dreams. And
mm.
you'll remember it when you wake up. You won't even have to write it down. But don't be surprised.
Oh, man.
Don't be surprised if you want to write it down when you wake up. Because
I might.
You remember
yeah. yeah.
much. And if that's the case, very good. Because once you write it down, you will
yeah.
start seeing things differently just by doing that one simple thing. The interpretation of it will be a little bit different than actually how you experienced it. And it's always I've always found it to help. I don't write every dream down because not every dream is a premonition type of dream. You know, some dreams deal with our past and past issues.
Right.
And so
mm-hmm.
when I dream of my past, when I wake up, I literally say, oh man, why did I have
yeah.
to go back there? You know, I wake up feeling
right.
like why did I have to go back there?
Yes.
Because it's
right.
usually an aspect of my past or my childhood that I don't want to re-experience again.
Right.
And I did.
Right.
But that's just a way to, you know, when you kind of wake up and that is your subconscious mind saying, hey, I'm still back here in the back of your mind.
Right.
And you can bury
right.
me and you can hide me,
but I'm going to come out one way or the other, so you need to deal with it.
Oh, Adriana, you're awesome. Oh, my God. You're awesome. I love you, Adriana. Oh, my God.
Well, honey, you're so awesome.
You're so encouraging. You're amazing. You're amazing to me. You know what? Lion fits you because it's like, wow, man, she's like, tells you what it's like, you know. She's awesome. Oh, my God, I love you.
Well, thank you.
Am I getting too emotional on here?
Oh, no, you're fine.
You're fine. No. We appreciate callers and people that, you know, want to call in and share. So
we're glad you can share your emotions on.
Very glad.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, love you guys.
I love you too.
You
enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'm not sure how much time we have left there, Iggy, but we'll just come back to the conversation.
Well, thank you so much. I just love you guys.
Well, we appreciate you too.
All right.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
There's my lion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're almost at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
Of our 90 minutes.
Nope.
We're at 7:15.
All right.
So,
good.
If anybody else has anything they would like to share.
Or any other callers.
We figured out how to make the letters bigger on the chat room, which was really cool.
I'm wondering what you're doing over there with your finger.
Well, Farmer Finger. Hey, what's up?
Richard Farmer Finger. He's becoming well known.
Yes, he is.
Okay. So, if we don't have a caller, then I am going to surprisingly share a dream that I had.
Well, we do have a caller. Would you like to take this caller real quick?
We'll take a caller real quick.
Okay, real quick. Okay. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, host.
I knew it was him.
What's up, Rabbit?
Hi, Mark.
Hello there.
I knew that was you. I looked right over at Iggy and I said, it's Mark. And then you said, hello. How's our fishy?
Good. Doing good.
Very good.
Do you have a dream to share? I do have one little weird one.
There's nothing little weird.
Yeah. Yeah, the rabbit has a weird dream. What were the odds?
It's all about Alice.
It's about a turtle.
Right. I'm falling down this hole, and then Johnny Depp's there.
Oh, let me in that dream. I love Johnny Depp.
But I agree. I don't think the cookie cutter books are terrible for dream interpretation because everything means something different to everybody else, to everybody. So I think you're totally right that it's hard to read one symbol across the board for somebody. One good thing I had read a while back is if you write down what you're dreaming at the new moon, then sometimes those things will come to fruition at the full moon.
You'd have to keep a journal of
the moon cycles and the dreams you're having at those times.
I certainly would not want to write down a lot of my dreams because they're as I said earlier, are usually pretty scary.
Or like Scooby-Doo says,
happening. All right. But, share your dream.
I've not had this one in a while. Yeah, some of mine are scary.
Yeah, don't tell them about our dream, Mark.
So is this a repetitive dream?
Yeah, I've had one repetitive dream in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have a lot when I was little, and now I haven't really had it in a while now, but it's okay, here's where it gets crazy already. So
imagine that.
You're breathing hard.
I started having this when I was little, and I'm in the woods, and I am being chased by a Bigfoot. And I think I was camping with my family or something, and where the tent was, there was this hole, and I am down in this, oh, I guess it's a giant rabbit hole, apparently now. but yeah. I was running from a Bigfoot, and I fell down in this hole, and so I'm stuck down in this hole. I'm looking up, and, like, there is a Bigfoot, and it's just running around this hole that I'm stuck down in. And that's essentially the dream. But I've had it many times over my life.
How do you feel when you wake up from this dream? Are you afraid? Or is the adrenaline rushing? Or are you... How do you feel?
When I was younger, I think I would be... I was afraid
terrified
when I would come out of it. But, yeah, as I had the dream more often, it got to be more just, like, kind of, like... I don't know if I was recognizing the familiarity of the dream or whatnot, but it got to be more just like, okay, this obviously means something on a larger scale, but I really don't know what the hell that is, so I don't know.
Well, but how long has it been since you had this dream last?
It's probably been at least a few years.
So at something's least, happened then. I mean, was it pretty like once a year up until that time from childhood up until a few years ago, or how often did you have
it? I would go periods. I would not have it for like a year or two. Then I would have it a couple times in a row, and then not have it for a few years, and then have it a couple times in a row, and then it keep going. And it's gotten, the periods have gotten longer and longer as I've gotten older between it, but. yeah.
Interesting. Did you ever have a problem with authority figures?
You mean more than is outwardly apparent?
No, I mean, as a child, I mean, did you ever have some serious problems, you know, with an authority figure or a teacher or something? Someone who seemed pretty dominant over you?
Mark!
No, never really had problems with authority figures. I mean, my parents got divorced when I was young, so, I mean, one possible scenario of that was, like, the hole was, like, where my family was or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, maybe the Bigfoot was just, you know, symbolizing the unknown or something. I have.
I can see Uranus from here.
He's being rotten tonight. I am telling you.
I can tell.
Well, that's an interesting dream, but it's also has been a few years since you've had it. So,
yeah.
You know, I will refer to what I said earlier. If you have a repetitive dream and you do not want to continue having this dream, do what I said earlier. Try that out and let me know if it works. Write down your dream that you're having on a piece of paper. And if you don't like the ending that dream has, then make a new ending, one that's happy. And write the ending down and then read that before you go, you know, read that to yourself and your subconscious mind out loud and let me know if the dream ever reoccurs. Because supposedly it won't. Not unless, of course,
Silly
you don't.
Rabbit, tricks are for kids.
That you want to continue having that dream. If it's something that you have some sort of pleasure out of at the end of this dream, then by all means continue on.
I'll probably just leave it sit where it is for now.
That's it. It is interesting, though. Interesting. Maybe if you have it again, write down more details as far as, like, what color, you know, if you see any colors or how many campfires, if there's any tents, how many holes are in the ground.
Nothing hurts anybody, though, right?
You know.
No.
I just kind of feel like there's some missing information about this dream. There's more to it than what you've given us, but...
No, there's no other tents. It was a remote part of, like, the forest. It was right in a small clearing like right as you would get into the forest. And I don't remember any other tents or anything around. And it was just one large hole that originally our tent was there. But then everybody else was gone and the tent was gone. It was just me and Bigfoot in the hole.
Are you sure nothing hurts?
Oh, goodness.
I do find, every once in a while, I do find a furry love letter on my front door, though, so I don't know if that's...
Oh my God! I'm just teasing.
He's just rotten.
I am rotten tonight.
Well, I will ponder upon that one, Mark.
Okay.
I will say that. But like I said, try writing it down. I'll be curious if you write it down and actually write a different ending to this dream. Perhaps you come out of the hole and you and Bigfoot dance or something.
Naughty.
And then it becomes a happy dream. Write any ending that you want, and then the next time you have that dream, I'll, A, be curious to see if that ending happens, and then if it does, then I'll be curious to see if you have that dream afterwards. I'll be curious.
Okay, I'll try that.
It's a fascinating dream, though.
It is. I will think about that
one, actually.
I can't
say I've dreamt with Sasquatch. Maybe Todd's coming in his life somehow.
Yeah. Might have been symbolic of you meeting Todd and you starting the rabbit hole. It could have been, because he is the Sasquatch of modern day. You've been looking for a Sasquatch, and now you have one.
He's right in front of you, and he's reaching out to you.
And your show is on Friday, and so is his.
Yeah, I mean,
you're on
true.
The same day.
That's right.
He does like coincidences.
Yeah. So, those two things, the rabbit in the hole and the Sasquatch, are on the same day of the week on Friday. There you go. We solved your dream.
Please send checks, too.
All right. Now, what are we looking at on time here?
We have 2 minutes.
Two?
Closing thoughts. All right, Mark, thanks for calling in, bro.
Closing thoughts.
Okay, thanks, guys.
If I have to,
love you, man.
I love you, Mark.
Yeah, love you, too. Bye.
I wonder if I can read this in 2 minutes.
Yeah, because we can. It'll keep going.
I will leave you all with a thought, and you can interpret this, because this is an actual dream I had, and I wrote it in poem form so that I would not forget all of these details. This is called The Shepherd and the Angel. So if there's any interpreters out there, feel free to listen in and give me your thoughts. And you can always email them or post them on our link on Facebook with insights. So The Shepherd and the Angel. The day after Christmas, 2005, started out as a dream, a vision from the skies. I'm walking to the basement, sister at my side. I know whatever awaits, it's all about life. There's a man over there, a couple, a few, all dressed in white and waiting for you. One says he loves you. Baby, you know I do. You hug and you kiss him, and dreaming, you realize you love him too. He takes you by the hand on up the stairs. To the top, he says, as he lets you lead the way there. The wall on the landing, so small yet so vast. A painting of a train, so beautiful but bad. A face comes out from the marvelous chrome grill. The face is all gray. The Grim Reaper is here. Your sister points out a measure on the wall. Did you mark my point? But she gave no reply at all. Just a smile of bewilderment, a smile so childlike and sweet. The innocence there, her heart is so clean. There's a name on that list on the wall. In mother's writing, a scary thought in that hall. 9 1/2, and the name that I see. Is it days, months, years, sis, which one can it be? A few had already died from that list on the wall. Just like in the movies, he said. 7 days after a call. The journey continues on up the stairs. Let me just see what I will find there. A beautiful gallery for anyone to view. A wall of giant photos, some rare, some new. Only certain people can see the train in the dream. I'm one of those people, apparently it seems. And only certain people can see the faces on the wall. Not just the still lives, the dead ones that talk. They have their conversations, so many to listen, so many to view. Never recognizing one face, but knowing which one is going to talk to you. A girl with a camera, shot in black and white. Long dark hair with bangs, her hat on so tight. Kneeling on the lawn, prim and proper in plaids. She turns her eyes and smiles as she looks at you so sad. Behind those dark rim glasses, I can see her white eyes. You're not allowed, don't you take it, because I'm still alive. She smiles and then the camera is aimed. Flashes so bright it seizes that frame. All found in the view, that light is so bright. I look at him and wonder, and I whisper, you know I loved you, right? He just smiles and then disappears from the room. I awakened at last to the feeling of doom.
Beautiful.
That's a dream that's
right.
9.5 years ago almost.
Wow. Well, we're out of time.
We're out of time. We hope you enjoyed our show.
We'll be back next month as Mark and Adriana will talk about aliens.
All righty. Thanks, Iggy.
Thanks, Adriana.
Good night, all.